Bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for devotion from the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. According to legend, Lancelot was supposed to have been the noblest and most spiritual of King Arthur's knights. The same cannot be said of today's Lancelot, George Lancelot of Great Britain. You see, George Lancelot has a problem. He loves to swear at and threaten people. It is a habit which has gotten him into some serious trouble. Indeed, 8 of the last 10 years of George's life have been spent in prison because of his foul-mouthed threats. As of this writing, George has managed to rack up 176 public order convictions for swearing at other folks. In short, George has seen a great many judges. Right now, George is spending 20 months in prison for an outburst which took place only hours after he had been released from jail for a similar offense. George had made use of his newfound freedom to get drunk and start abusing others. The judge who sent George back to the clink noticed that the doctors who examined him feel that George is not suffering from any psychological disorder. George is just a cantankerous guy who is insulting to everyone he meets. Having reviewed George's history, the frustrated judge sadly commented, "Unless you deal with this, you could spend the rest of your life in prison." Now, this devotion could talk to you about the evils of having a foul mouth, but that's not the route we are going to go. Instead, let's talk about George's 176 convictions. No matter how you look at it, that's a lot of court time in front of a lot of judges. From what I have read, not a single one of those judges has volunteered to punish his son or daughter in George's stead. Not a single one has said, "George, you're guilty, so I'm going to send my child to the hoosegow." To that piece of information, you might readily say, "Of course no judge would do that. Why would any judge punish the innocent for the guilty?" Still, that is what our Heavenly Father has done for us. We have committed numerous sins, sins which make George's 176 convictions pale in comparison. Because of all we have done wrong, the Lord has said, "You ought and shall spend the rest of eternity in hell." But that is not what the Lord wanted for us. No, indeed. The Lord looked at us and had mercy on us. Knowing our transgressions could not go unpunished, he decided to send his Son into this world as one of us, to carry our sins and take the punishment we had deserved. For us, Jesus lived, suffered, died, and rose. Now, all who believe in him as their Savior are forgiven, and their eternity will be spent in heaven with the Savior and all the other once guilty but now forgiven souls the Christ has redeemed. We pray. Dear Father, we cannot understand why you would allow the innocent to be punished for the guilty, but we give thanks that you have. May we, dear Lord, live our lives in thanksgiving for your grace. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.